And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, we're back on the road.
Una más.
We just started out with an estate sale.
Elaine.
Which was, I mean, it has all the, it was actually a good estate sale. Everything was half price. And there were like musical instruments, lots of records and CDs. Just not very good music. Or
no,
not anything I was interested
in. Yeah. I mean, I got two CDs that actually had CDs in them, and they're actually three CDs, and they're all Christmas presents, really. Dizzy Gillespie, Things to Come, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, yeah. And your girlfriend's here, the Chicksy Dicks.
The Chicksy Dicks, I was just gonna, you beat me to it.
Another Maxell UR90 cassette, I'm up to like a dozen of these.
Excellent.
Now.
There was a nice tape deck down in the basement.
Yeah, I've got enough of those. And then I got these for a couple more bucks. It was like $4 for those CDs. Young Frankenstein, still
ooh,
in
nice.
DVD shrink wrap. Mork and Mindy's first season. The Flintstones' first season.
Ooh.
And His and Hers, a six-part series. The Fathers. Oh, this is a church thing.
Oh. I was going to say, is this like sex tips?
And I was
like,
hoping
no.
This would be like 70s progressive.
Yeah, no, it's just the opposite. Well, 50s style regressive, probably.
This would be perfect to put in my daughter's Christmas stockings.
Yeah, here you go.
So, and the biggest thing I got was that rack, that wire rack at half off.
What a rack.
Baby. Cost me...
It's like a potato chip rack.
It is.
It's like a round with the little clips on it.
Yeah, but
are
I'm,
you going to use that for display at your house or for like when you
no,
set
for like
up shows.
The shows?
That's what
I was
thought.
Thinking for like shows because it's light and portable. You just kind of, you know, I think size-wise it'll be okay. It'll fit in my car at some point. But, yeah. What'd you do?
I didn't do much. I got a... Got a couple DVDs. I got The Departed, so another Scorsese movie for trying to get a lot of Scorsese movies, get my Kubrick movies up. I just need one more official Quentin Tarantino one. I still need to get Hateful Eight, and then I'll have all his.
Yeah, it's the one I'm missing movies. Too. I'm missing Hateful Eight too. That's the one I haven't seen.
And, what else did I got The Departed, and I got The Wicker Tree, the sequel to The Wicker Man, which is a fucking great movie, and the sequel is supposed to be awful. The guy who made the movie, it was like the one movie he made, The Wicker Man, and he put everything into it, and it's an amazing, weird, quirky movie. And then for years and years he tried to make the sequel and everybody was all excited and I guess it's terrible. But it was 50 cents.
Sure.
Check it out.
If I lived in New England, it would be the Wicker Man.
I got a, yeah.
Wicked.
I got a box of wooden matches. Strike-on box matches, which I always, every once in a while, one of my lighters will die. And I'll be outside wanting to have a little Honey Bear bong hit, and
why don't you just use the kitchen flame?
I don't have a kitchen. What do you mean, like the kitchen flame on the stove?
No, like a little, like automatic one that you use to like with like it's almost like a wand.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, if I had one, I'd use it, but those run out of juice too. Sometimes whatever you're using that has juice runs out of juice.
Well, if you have a lighter and you have one for cooking, that's your backup.
Yeah. And then the backup runs out, and, you know.
Well, you're definitely getting better because You're buying matches now.
Well, yeah, I buy matches. Trudy wouldn't buy matches. But, yeah, I could sit around a bonfire or something. I'd be fine. And the other thing I got that we'll see how they go used, but I'm a big fan of the trackball mouses for a computer for doing, like, Photoshop and stuff. It's very precision.
Yeah.
And I had one that I used on my old computer for probably like 10 years, and it was just dependable. It didn't really have the way it works. It doesn't really have stuff to wear out on it. And then when I lost it in the house, I'm like, oh, I got to get another one of these. And they're like $70 now for a brand new one. I had to wait and wait and wait till I found a used one for a reasonable amount of money on eBay to get one. But I got one of the fancier ones there for $4. Actually, $2.
You got it for $2.
So, wow. You know.
Hope it works.
It should. They're not as mechanical as the other one. They have a...
I didn't know there was a Chai Lai Hots. Or is it Chili Hots?
No, it's Chai Lai Hots because... All right, well, we got not the largest list. This may be the last one of the summer, you know.
Well, yeah, technically it is because it's fall.
Yeah, but I mean this of our current season.
Yeah, because next weekend I'm actually doing a book show trying to sell some of this shit. So there won't be anything next week. I mean, technically we discussed the garage sale flea market next Sunday, but... I think we kind of had our fill of that.
Yeah,
I've had enough of that smoke.
Yeah, no, I'm at the. I mean, I like going there because I get good stuff, but it's all stuff for me, and I got to get stuff for eBay now. So, but yeah, and it's starting to get cooler at night and stuff. So we'll see. But this might be it for this season.
I anticipate there might be one more last gas somewhere along the line.
Yeah, there might be a Saturday that turns up and it looks
sunny. But it's not going to be until October, and that's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's sketchy. But we'll see. Anyway, we're off to... We got a few more estate sales than we're used to because, you know...
You need to fill in the list.
Yeah, and a lot of people also are, like, just getting rid of their junk that they didn't sell at their other 5 garage sales this summer. It's not usually... A lot of people don't plan their big garage sale for this time of year.
No, this is more of a... You're right. This is more of a dump and everything must go.
Everything must go. And estate sales are always reliable because they're not expected. They're just somebody's... drop dead and it's time to sell their stuff. So those are a pain in the ass early in the season but sort of become the bread and butter later on. So advice to people with cool stuff, die in the fall, please.
Yeah, man, we'd appreciate it.
All right.
Is that wrong?
It might be wrong. I don't know. Who am I to judge?
Wow, did you see that tripod?
No.
What? No, we won't play Rawhide. We won't play anything. We'll play the theme from the Dinah Shore show. Who wants to be Dinah Shore? Who's all for ego in Dinah Shore? Oh, it didn't go up so quickly in this time.
Did you end up getting anything at that place?
I was thinking about leaving something like a Dookie, but no, I did not.
I wish I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder, because they had literally like 10 boxes of reel-to-reel tapes for $60, which means $30.
Right.
And the first one I picked up was a recording of Walter Carlos, now Wendy Carlos. I think actually they might have passed.
Not Bunny Carlos?
But composer of music for Clockwork Orange and Tron. Doing music for a mass.
Wasn't it, Bunny Carlos the drummer for Cheap Trick?
I don't know. But I do not have a reel-to-reel tape deck, or else I would have probably checked them out. But I ended up getting 6 yearbooks from the 50s and early 60s for Eastman School of Music, which, just as yearbooks go, those might sell well anyway. But if I do a little bit of research, there's bound to be a famous musician in there. Or 2, or 3, or 4.
Could be Gap Mangione.
Could be. I do know that around the 50s and early 60s, Alexander Courage, I think, was teaching at Eastman School. And he's the composer of the theme to Star Trek. And most of that music that you would hear in the original Star Treks.
There you go.
So maybe I'll have a bit of Star Trek ephemera in there. But who knows? There could be all sorts of people from, you know, I have to do a little research. Seeing as how they're a college of music, somewhere they've got a web page that has a list of all their famous graduates. Hopefully I have one or two of them in there. All right. My dream yearbook is buying a yearbook in Watertown and getting the Viggo Mortensen Watertown High School yearbook.
I thought you was about Ronnie James Dio.
Ronnie James Dio didn't live in the area per se. He was regional.
Was he like living under the bridge because he was a troll?
I think he probably was living in a nice Italian, probably very Italian suburban-y house. That's the profile for metal guys of that era, you know.
They're nice.
But, you know, and probably had music training since he was, you know, his family was probably like, yeah, you gotta go into chorus and stuff. So he probably was pretty trained in music by the time he started becoming a metal guy.
Ronaldo.
I don't know. I'm 100% talking about my ass about Ronnie James Dio. The bulk of what I know is, you know, that, you know, his stint with Rainbow and Zeppelin, and that he just used to play our high school all the time with Elf. Which is the funniest name for Ronnie James Dio, because he really is kind of an elf.
Yeah.
He's a tiny guy.
That's why I said troll.
They really need to make, like, a super group of all the tiny... Well, Ronnie James Dio's dead now, but, like, right. John Cougar Mellencamp and all those little teeny tinies.
Johnny Cougar.
Johnny Cougar is a tiny little guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a shrimp?
He is. He's maybe take about 2 inches off of Nick, you know, Nick the sound guy.
Oh, yeah.
That we know. Take about 2-3 inches off Nick. Same sort of build and energy. All right. Anyway, we are moving on, and we'll be back with more things. So I've got yearbooks. And if these yearbooks aren't worth anything, I can take my wooden matches and burn them. All right.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, I am. That... That Jonder looked like he was out of the Matrix or something. Jesus Christ.
He was wearing all black.
All black, and he had...
But it was like a baggy sweatsuit. It wasn't like a running suit. It was like... He was from the 80s.
Yeah, it was like he had 10, 15 pounds of sweatsuit on. And then he definitely... He had that same face as the...
Yeah.
The bad guy in the Matrix.
And the
same sunglasses, too.
He was running right at you.
Yeah.
Don't trust me. He got a good look at you. Trust me. This week you don't have the wig on.
Well, I know. We got to be careful when we get back around my house.
Holy guacamole.
All right. We will be back. All right. Another estate sale. Not that good. But Johnny Bueno got a probably American Greetings statuette.
Yep.
He got the G-rated one. What, old golfers don't die, they just lose their drive? And you can get the PG-13 ones, too, that say old golfers don't die. They just lose their balls. They lose their balls. Get it? Like golf balls and testicles. Anyway, I got like a lit magnifying glass at this place. Nothing special, but I needed a nice magnifying glass.
What happened to the one that we got last year?
It was okay. It's not the greatest. This one's nice and clean, and it doesn't have an edge on it. It's kind of nice. But...
Man, you've gotten soft.
They have...
Everyone knows that the best magnifying glasses are the one with edges on them.
Okay. You fucking edgers can just go fucking piss up a rope, man.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking free...
Is it my fault that
I'm a free-balling magnifying glass guy. And fucking... That's how my fucking father raised me.
Freaking panty waste.
The Honeywells have always been non-edge magnifying glass people. And we will never fucking buckle. Oh, so, I did... There was a box full of greeting cards for $10, and they were not... If they were, like, 70s American greetings cards, I would have actually, like, scoffled that up, especially at the 30% off sale, because those things actually, like... And you never know. You might get some R. Crumb, you know? But,
It would be worth the scoffle.
Yes. But, I bought a big box of, like, greeting cards, and I just sold them over years. I would just, like, grab a handful of them that were all, like, the same artist or the same subject and just throw them up on eBay. But on top of it was a one-year diary, and it has entries in it. And I was just like, hey, do you think I could just buy this diary and not that? And she goes, I don't want to split it up, but it's, since it's not greeting cards... I'll sell it to you for a buck. So now we're going to do... Today we went to Darien Lake. Today we played Patty Hill again. We lost 6-3. Their shirts were purple with yellow trim. I like Sandra Clemente and Misia. Special a lot.
There you go.
Special a lot.
I think that interpretation you have really puts into light just the overall innocence. And
today we are going to St. Louis the next day. Today we went to the Arch, but you had to wait so long we didn't go up it. Today we went horseback riding and fishing. Tonight we went to Aunt Dorothy's house.
Was it A-N-T, Dorothy?
And then the next day, they did go up the Arch. They went up the Arch. Soccer practice.
Sure, it's not the Arch.
Oh, this kid's boring. Today was a good day. The next day. Today was a good day. Two good days in a row. 21st. Today was a good day. Today I learned how to ride my bike. Today was a good day. 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 When's this kid going to have a shitty day? That's what I want to read. Today we saw The Revenge of the Pink Panther. It was funny. Yes, it is funny. This kid's got good taste in movies.
I hate to tell you, but I think you got ripped off.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
That's like a book that it's like has no... nothing in it.
Hey, listen. Now I have this kid's... I can go hire an Etsy witch and get this kid's soul just through this diary.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, there you go.
I'm not fucking around. I'm gonna own this kid. Thinks today was a good day. Wait till the Etsy witches get to him.
And you know what the best part is?
Hey, listen to our music, guys. We're listening to music.
They're playing music, too.
Oh, geez, yeah.
There's a Burger King up ahead I think I need to desecrate.
Okay. I just desecrated that house's bathroom. And then I, like... I didn't desecrate it. It was just peeing.
Yeah.
But Johnny Bueno was like, hey, you know, if you do need to take a piss, I can stay. And it was like a bathroom inside a bathroom. So it's like, okay, I can get away with a quick piss in this bathroom.
Inside of, it was part of a private bedroom.
Yeah. You know, it's awful though. I didn't flush because I was like, if I flush, I'm going to give myself away.
Exactly.
So hopefully it wasn't too stinky, but
well.
I was that guy. I was that guy.
This guy.
All right, ladies and germs. We'll be right back.
Ladles and jellyfish.
Wazing! Only shades of gray. So we just went to a warehouse sale. Which was kind of neat because it was like a very clean showroom.
It was a garage, a showroom garage for cars, and they had a bunch of tables laid out with just like shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, just like junk. I mean, I would have liked to have. They had somebody's like holiday. They were bags from every holiday they did in the 70s and early 80s. And there was probably some really good stuff in there, but that would have meant like about 40 minutes of sitting down and digging through it.
And it just, the whole thing reeked of new car smell.
Like we're getting cancer just breathing this air.
Pretty
much. It was just like breathing in that new tire smell, but like... concentrated to
from like 80 cars.
Yeah.
There literally was like 80 cars in that garage.
Yeah. Lots of old classic cars.
We're seeing
cars
a lot of
stuff.
Old classic cars today.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
What was that? What magazine did you get?
Oh, some anime thing. I don't even know why I bought it, but when I looked, I got in the light, I could see it had a big crease on the back. It's like, good lord. So, okay. Just now I think. Thing to take up some more space and attract more moths.
Well, that's what they make those community libraries for.
That's true.
I got a... Johnny was looking at buying it and then decided it was better off for me to buy it because I guess I get the cursed items.
Yeah.
And it's a little evil punk rock baby with a mohawk, red eyes... shirt that says, no future! No future for you! And, yeah.
It's gonna it's be... cute. You'll get to see it.
I don't think it's worth anything. It's,
but on
it's
the Discord page, it's definitely item. A beautiful...
Oh, yeah. That might be the picture for this episode. You
truly
know.
Truly found in the bottom, buried in a box, and I unearthed, just like I unearthed that giant World War II... Adolf Hitler book. It's like, hey.
I found my perfect space in my room for my snake from my Rattler from Rattler Taxidermy from last week.
That poor snake.
That snake has seen better days. Well, I mean, any actually, any taxidermied animal has seen better days.
I
but
would think so.
It's seen better days as a taxidermy.
Unless they were suffering, then taxidermy might be the better option.
Yes, yes, that's true.
We certainly, you know, you've got some sort of like wombat with Parkinson's disease.
That rattlesnake with like sciatica, with like a bad back or something.
Well, that's not possible because of a backbone, but you know, it could very well be kind of like glaucoma. Or
well,
something.
They got a spine, right?
No. Snakes don't have spine. Did you ever eat a snake?
No.
There's no bones. No bones.
Except what do you mean? Head. They got bones. They got ribs and.
Oh,
all that
no,
shit.
Davey.
I don't know what was going on with that guy. That was either something weird going on with his teeth or, like, the most aggressive gum chewing I've ever seen.
He was trudging pretty hard.
Beacon View.
Yeah, this is the one that I went to without you this morning.
Oh, okay.
Look this way. Look at this young fella.
He's about to stagger into... He's about to drop into traffic.
His axis was a little off.
He's listing forward.
He had something to do with his large...
Barrel-like... 50-gallon barrel gut?
Yeah. So I actually went to this thing first thing this morning where it's got that little Celtic statue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two sales here. This one wasn't fully set up, and this one was. They had some pretty interesting Christian little statues still are here. So, all right. We're literally like
all right.
5-minute walk from my house right now, so we're going to stop here and drop off all my...
Get that thing out of the back so you don't have to.
Right.
All right.
All right.
We'll be back. All right. Just hit another garage sale. No biggie there. Kind of crappy, but I did get a couple of movies. I got House of a Thousand Corpses, Rob Zombie's Midland horror movie. I like the sequel to it much better. But for a buck, and I'll take it. And I got a great movie DVD that I haven't seen out and about in the wild, and that's Frailty. Directed by Bill Paxton, and what seems like a story of childhood trauma becomes much worse without spoiling the ending of it. But if you ever get a chance to see Frailty, see it. It's a unique and great movie. This is another thing that people, I might be the only person that remembers this, but I think they used to play this Led Zeppelin song on Sesame Street with footage of a farm. But this is a chicken. It's laying eggs. Look at these explorers. Kid with his walking stick.
Yeah. Right, they're like a major, like,
there's some
double yellow line
divergence going on. Yeah. We didn't even tell you about the big old Ritalin kid. He was running around so much, he drove his parents into the house, so nobody was there to take any money.
This estate sale that we went into. First, starting off with that weird old guy who was talking all old and slow.
Yes, just go ahead. And they were trying to get rid of him, but he was doing the, like, I'm going to talk slow. Well, if you need any help, I can come over and help and talk slow at you all day. What do you think? You feel like giving old Bob some attention all day?
Meanwhile, this other kid comes out with some sort of weird puppet. And what did he say? I'm a chicken nugget.
I'm a chicken nugget.
And
I'm
he like punches himself in the head.
That's right, with the puppet.
And falls down.
Yeah. And So I go, so your chicken nugget, do you take a shower in nugget sauce? And the look on his face was the happiest look of a little kid going, they're actually talking to me and not ignoring me. And it, like, you know, I looked him in the eye and engaged him, which...
I'm like, let me guess, honey mustard sauce?
That's the worst sauce of all. What about honey barbecue? Yeah. Well, what did he say was the best sauce?
Rainbow sauce. Hello.
Kid knows early.
Eureka, doctor.
But, like, he literally, you know, we left and he's just like, bye, see you later, blah, blah, blah.
Well, like, running in circles, like he's got like one wing broken.
Yeah, it was, if there's any readers out there watching this, it was a very Ransom of Red Chief type situation. Whereas, because he was out there all alone running around the yard, and Johnny Brainer goes, somebody's going to scoop up that kid. And I'm like, that'll be the biggest mistake they ever made in their lives.
Like 10 minutes later, the van will come back, drop him off.
Just boot him right out the side.
We'll take ourselves to jail.
And then he'll be like, Mom, they took me in a van. They took me in a van. She'll be like, uh-huh, okay, chicken nugget.
Okay, chicken nugget.
I should have taught him how to flip people off. Like, since his parents weren't around, I'm like, hey, do you want to learn about the chicken? This sounds really perverted, actually. You want to learn? This is called the chicken finger. You just hold up the chicken finger and people know you're a chicken nugget.
Flipping the bird.
Yep.
I was thought you were going to say, like, show him how to, like, make fart sounds with his arm.
Oh, that would be cool. Anything annoying that you can do with little kids... teach little kids and then walk away. Bonus points.
I agree.
I remember purposely, like, but one year, you know me, I'm not a Christmas or birthday person. I don't do Christmas presents or something. My sister one year decided she was going to insist through my mom, not she didn't say it herself, that I get a present for her kids for Christmas, and I never get them Christmas presents, and they should, and now that I think about it, they never got me presents, but that I should get her little kids Christmas presents. So Uncle Chris said, yeah, that's a great idea. Here's what I'll get them, a box full of percussion instruments.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Knowing that they're three states away. So, yeah, and I never got asked for another Christmas present after that again.
I can remember one year my sister came back from Italy and thought it'd be a good idea to buy my brother's bolo ties.
Okay.
it's like...
Just what? Don't see Rocky and Mario in bolo ties.
No.
I just don't see it being their...
No, if anything, they're going to use it to string her up.
If they had bolo ties that were sort of made like a gold chain...
Like with like a gold horn on them or something?
Yeah, yeah. Just the gold chain version of a bolo for an Italian cowboy. All right. Well.
We're 3 miles away from the next sale.
All right.
We got one more after the... One more after this, I think. We have 2 total.
And then we're done? Then we're going subbing?
Dunzo.
Sub shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sub shop? Baby!
We knew it was going to be a short day today, so...
We'll be done by 1:30.
We might be getting near the end. There's that goddamn Chick-fil-A. I still have never been in there.
Goddamn Chick-fil-A!
Well, this is the first year that it's been here that it doesn't have a line of cars just waiting and a line out the door. I think that's because there's been a couple more Chick-fil-A's that have opened up in Rochester, so...
And the price of chicken.
And the price of chicken. Yeah, no shit.
Chicken shit.
I honestly don't understand. Like, I would go to Chick-fil-A to get something different to eat. Sort of different to eat. But I just do not get the appeal of Chick-fil-A. I think some people like the restaurants where they make the employees, like, lick your anus when you that, you know, that have that customer service of like, hi, you know, the super smiley, over the top, you know, ridiculous. Uh-huh. And some people like that. They like. I hate watching some poor minimum wage employee have to kiss my ass the second I come in the door.
Panera?
Do they do that at Panera?
I don't know, but their chicken reminds me of...
Chick-fil-A reminds me of chickens in a cafeteria. In a, like, at the RIT cafeteria, like, dining hall. They're just frozen battered... It's just frozen battered chicken breast. It's not... There's nothing super special about it. There's... Sauces aren't any... I mean, they're good. Sauces are good in general. There's usually not any kind of bad sauces, but they don't have... Like, it seemed like what everybody got excited about was they have waffle fries, and it's just like, so what? You know? Why is, a waffle fry better than a crinkle cut? I posit that it isn't. I think they perfected French fries with crinkle cut. But,
crinkle cut?
Yeah, I just don't understand the crazed love of Chick-fil-A. It's especially north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah!
Actually, it should be less popular down south where they have, like, home-cooked chicken places, you know, fried chicken places and stuff. That serve real interesting, delicious chicken stuff. I don't get it. Fucking Chick-fil-A. Anyway, I'm just stalling for time for the 3 miles. I'm going to cut out, and then 2 seconds later, you'll hear from whatever we got next. We just hit a garage sale, and Johnny and I each found something to buy. I got
two garage sales.
One of them was kind of crappy, though. The one we went to that we got stuff from, obviously, cop fans. Lots of cop stuff, like a cookie cop, cookie holder, little humble figures of cops pulling teddy bears out of the river and stuff for a little girl, and. It was very G. All their movies were like G rated. I almost bought the Wilderness Family.
You should have.
I remember how big those movies were. They were actual like independent movies and like made shitloads of money because they were really smart about their advertising and they made every little kid want to see it. But I got a Goosebumps book called Slappy's World. And Johnny Bueno got some baseball cards.
So it was the Purina, Ralston Purina baseball card set. And it was a one sheet from 1983. And they used to put these on the bottoms of the boxes of their granola bars and stuff like that. And so this is an uncut sheet in the frame with like 34 cards. And with the frame, it was a really nice frame. Cost me $15. So, never lose money on that.
You should look it up. Who knows?
I will. I won't be able to ship. And the nice part was this frame actually had glass on the other side so you could see the backs of the cards.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that made it kind of cool. All right. Well, we got this humper right here. We should check out the humper.
All right. Be back. I'm not like everybody else. Can't beat Camper Van Beethoven singing a Kink song. So, we just hit an estate sale. And I wouldn't say it was great, but it was pretty...
You spent $25 on shit.
A pretty good... Well, like, a lot of... I'm not going to say they're rare movies, but they're just like...
They're weird movies.
Yeah, they're cheapo, you know, bad movie. Like... They're MST3K movies without the MST3K, and commentary. That's what I like. Yeah, no commentary. I want to see the movie before I see the commentary. Duel, the first movie by Steven Spielberg, made for TV. Fucking wonderful movie.
Fear is the driving force.
The Land That Time Forgot. I also have the comic adaption, Marvel preview comic adaption of this, where I went nutty as a kid to see this movie, and it was like rubber dinosaurs. And Doug McClure, you might remember me from the guy that Troy McClure is based off of. This,
I was wondering about those.
These are the image. Okay, I basically got all the Thief in the Night movies. Where are they? Yeah, Thief in the Night 2, 3. Oh shit, I got some Christian stickers in there. Alright, where's Thief in the Night 1? Here it is. Thief in the Night 1, 2, 3, and 4. These were...
I was wondering what
these were. These were roadshow movies that scared the fuck out of... They would bring them into a church and show these movies to all the kids, and they're about the fucking... rapture. But they're more about what happens after everybody's raptured, and it's just... It's bloodthirsty, fear-mongering shit. Scott McGregor, if you're listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. This stuff fucking trauma... All the kids would go to their churches and watch us and come to school the next day, like...
Well, I didn't buy them.
Just like, oh, Jesus, Jesus. The Haunting, a wonderful Robert Wise movie. Very good. The original King Kong, just because I need it. A 1960s cast iron cookbook. Two fucking Satanic Panic books. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, The New Age Movement, and Our Coming Age of Barbarism. And Playing with Fire, Dungeons and Dragons, Tunnels and Trolls, Chivalry and Sorcery, and Other Fantasy Games. John Weldon, one of the...
What was the cost for the books?
The books were... basically, it was. Sounds like he was saying everything's $2. Book on our gang that looks really interesting. And the Goldmine Standard Catalog Price Guide of American Records, 1950 to 1975. That's definitely a nice $2 book. But, yeah, that's a fucking... That's a collection. I gotta throw these all in the back, though, before we get moving.
Oh, interesting. So, I got the Sanford and Son complete box set. And somebody liked Aunt Ethel. Because they...
Even though it's Aunt Esther.
Yeah. They must have mixed it up with...
They put a little arrow to each episode that's got Aunt Esther in it, it looks like.
Yeah. And they also had in here where they got this from. They got this from the Video Collection Company on February 3rd, 2012. Now, it says there's 17 discs in a set. I actually counted 20. So, I'm not sure what's going on here. I thought there was supposed to be three of disc one, but there's actually two. And there's one, two, three, four... of this one, and one, two, three of this one. But there's like doubles of these two. So I don't know what's going on.
Weird.
But for $2...
Plenty of Sanford and Son episodes.
And then I got here The Lost World.
Yeah.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Lost World.
That is the precursor to King Kong. That's by the makers of King Kong.
All right. Very good here. And then I got this triple feature of Predator, which is a box set that's got Predator, Predator 2, and Aliens versus Predator.
Just throw that Aliens versus Predator right in the garbage. The first two are great. Aliens versus Predator is one of the most garbage movies I've ever seen.
Which is too bad because...
I felt ripped off and I saw it for free over at Amy and Aaron's.
Which is too bad because, like, Freddy versus Jason was actually really good.
Yeah, it was. Alien vs. Predator is not up to par with the Alien movies or the Predator movies. It's just,
and then this one, thank God it's only a motion picture.
Cracking the world.
Cracking the world. And then the one that you want, the Roger Corman Attack of the Crab Monsters.
Yep.
Which we may or may not have to barter here on air about this one.
It's a terrible movie, but I saw it as a little kid, and I remember even as a little kid going, this is scary, and it's also like the cheapest. It has fake crabs, and they eat people's heads, and then they can talk with their voices to lure in other people.
Awesome.
It was filmed for about $3.79. And I believe, actually, it is directed. It's actually directed by Robert Corman. Yep, produced and directed by Roger Corman. It's a piece of work.
Yeah. Kind of like the future owner.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we're going to go get some grub. And we'll see if anything else happens.
Yeah, we're
after
not
that.
Ready to sign out yet, because who knows what can happen between me and there. But this might be the end of Garage Ale Club for the summer. We'll see. But it's not the end of dinner. We'll be back for a wrap-up or an update. What the hell are we listening to? It's so quiet. All right, we're finishing it off and we're going home. Just having a conversation of why do Italian people love to worship gangsters. We ate at Capone's. And outside of the name, that place was fucking great. Oh my God, when we went in there, you know, we were talking about getting subs. And then, but they have pizza there too. And
it's sitting right out, hot and crispy.
Well, I look over and that doesn't, you know, okay, I was still thinking I want a sub. But then my eyes fall down. There's a piece of grandma-style pizza, which I just love, with four big dollops of ricotta cheese on it.
You can see pictures of that on the Discord plate.
So good.
Soon enough. And I had to go with the chicken cutlet with vodka sauce, just because everybody in New York City's got one, and I want to try one.
It looked like a beast, man. It looks flavorful.
But, you know, the fresh mutts, which is great, but the pesto. I didn't see the pesto advertised, but so good. If you like cheese and you like garlic and you're not a vampire, this thing's for you.
If you're a vampire, you have no business walking into an Italian joint. That's all.
Yeah, you ever notice there's no Italian vampires?
Yeah.
They might be filmed in Italy, but
no, Italy really wasn't. I'm sure there's some Italian vampire
movies. Those spaghetti westerns, right?
But yeah, they were. Yeah, they really didn't do many. Like, probably because they just never ever have any in Italy, because there's just too much garlic around.
Frankenucci.
But definitely going back.
There was that one that crossed out by your house.
The what?
We were leaving here, remember? We saw there's a garage
sale. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll have a bonus garage sale. Do you remember what street it was? Oh, it was on Willowbrook.
Willowbrook. If they're still open.
Well, it's 2:43, so we might just make it.
I went down the wrong road.
But this is Edgewood. This is the correct road.
Oh, okay.
It says there's one on Westfall, too. That might be an old one.
Didn't we do this last week? Looking around for something, all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Remember, you don't have your wig on this week.
I know.
Second reminder.
I don't see anybody walking on the side of the road.
Not yet.
Anyway. We're signing off, maybe for the summer, but maybe we'll hit another garage sale and maybe there'll be a little bonus tag after this.